Life.
You can bring up anything you want here, toll free at 855-453, that's 855-450-3733, brought to you by ProXPN. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
And coming up, a corrupt cop story, plus I've got the story, the details out of California, where a man has been charged with felony pruning. No, that's right, he was pruning plants near his property.
That is a crime.
We will give you details on those
plants
stories.
Are, what, angels, trumpets, marijuana?
Well, you'll find out if we get a chance. But first, your calls to the phones and the fun. We go 855-453. Also, no Skype calls yet tonight. You can call in on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go first, though, to the phones and Dennis listening in Concord. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, folks. So I wanted to talk some more about my problems with Bitcoin.
Okay.
All right.
So I got a couple more. One of them is purely social. That tells me that maybe we are near a high in Bitcoin. I'm not saying it can't go higher. I don't know. I think probably it will go higher. But more of this feel that just reminds me a lot of the 2000 dot-com bubble in which I lost so much vapor. And that is that when you talk to people who are really into Bitcoin, by and large, they'll sort of listen to you for a little bit, and then they just can't take it anymore, and they push you aside. It's like they cannot hear too much. It's like there's too much emotional investment. Like, don't you understand? This is the greatest thing. We're casting off the yoke of oppression, and, you know, it's hard for people to hear the criticisms of Bitcoin.
Well, it's certainly true that if somebody is a true believer, that anybody who calls them on the carpet on their belief system is likely going to put up the walls. Their cognitive dissonance is going to kick in, and that's true. I mean, I'm sure you're encountering that among the Bitcoin folk. Of course, we're here every night, and you're welcome to call in as you've done with your objections. And I will say that I do tend to agree with the zealots that Bitcoin is a evolutionary technology that is changing the world, is changing the game. It's putting money in the hands of the people, and I don't see how you can poke a hole in that. I mean, that's true.
I vigorously seek out people that have objections to Bitcoins, and so that I can hear the new objections, mm-hmm. and either A, internalize that objection for myself, you know, is this true, or B, set it aside. I want to be able to rebut objections. And so, yeah, I think I agree with you that when I talk to people about Bitcoin, and it's been several times now, at least three or four or five, people have said to me, and I'm talking about in my regular life, not on air, is this a multi-level marketing thing?
Somebody else called it a Ponzi scheme last night.
Right. Well, a multi-level marketing isn't a scam as much as it's just a way of doing business, but it doesn't really matter. It's something in my delivery, and probably me being too excited about something.
Yeah, for sure.
Says this is multi-level marketing. I've never been so excited in my life. And you know what the best part is, Dennis?
If you sign up three people, who sign up three people,
right?
So you could be a gold distributor.
I think you're absolutely right, but I mean, is it a fair objection?
I think it is, but you know, the naysayers go too far too. It's not a Ponzi scheme by the technical definition, where in order to pay out the current people, you have to get new input from new people, and that's not the case with Bitcoin. It doesn't depend on a continuous influx of new people, although that certainly is what's driving up the price in some ways.
Certainly, I think so.
Yep.
So among my more significant concerns, they're more technical. One is just the fundamental idea of this ledger file, the idea that there has to be pretty much a single blockchain, a single file that records every single transaction forever and has to stay there forever and never gets smaller, always gets bigger, monotonically increasing, as they say.
I agree with you on that. It's a problem already with the size of the blockchain, and I don't know what they're going to do to solve that in the future.
But I suspect they can do it.
You need something that's different from Bitcoin, and that you got to get that real clear. The whole idea of Bitcoin is based on this idea that you can trace every transaction back to some ultimate starting point where someone mined a coin or there. So it's got to kind of extend forever to infinite size. And now think about this. People who are saying, well, you know, Bitcoin could be the currency that people use. Imagine if dollars and pennies, if every penny that ever traded hands had to be in one file, no matter who traded that penny anywhere in the world, you know, you get some beggar in Venezuela gets 5 cents from a passing businessman, that has to be recorded forever in the ledger file. Think about
it. It'd be a huge load of data. Let me just give our listeners a little more information on what you're talking about. This ledger file, they call it the blockchain. It's the basis of the whole Bitcoin system, as I understand it. And that exists on everyone's computer who is running the Bitcoin software. So over time, the size of the software, the blockchain, these files on your computer is going to grow and grow and grow. It got so large, I had to take it off of a smaller drive that I had the Bitcoin software on, and I had to move it to a larger drive where it wasn't going to take up a bunch of room on my system drive. So it definitely is a problem with Bitcoin. However, one of the solutions that I think the market has already provided for this are certain Bitcoin clients that are not required. They do not require to have a locally stored version of the blockchain. They use a server which has the blockchain stored on it. Now, that is an immediate solution that solves the problem of having these huge files on someone's computer. That, I think, is the main answer to your objection. The other answer would be that, well, storage is cheap. And over time, people's storage size of their computers will go up and up and up. What are we in the terabytes now? Most computers, you know, you buy a new computer these days, you're probably getting a terabyte hard drive.
The hard drive's $50 for a terabyte.
Right. And so right now, I think the blockchain is, you know, a dozen gigs or something like that. Just a small fraction of that. But you're right, Dennis. I mean, if there's a lot of adoption and rapid adoption, then that blockchain size is going to keep growing and growing at a more increased clip. And I think that's a big challenge that they've got to face.
Can't they just put it up on the cloud or something and then have...
That's what I was explaining. There are certain servers, like the Electrum client allows you to connect to servers that have this full blockchain, so you don't have to have it on your computer. For instance, your blockchain.info wallet, you don't have a whole blockchain on your phone. That would be ridiculous to put the full blockchain on your phone. So, no, it's not required to use Bitcoin to actually store a copy of this, as long as there are enough of them stored out there on servers to where it can't be, you know, cracked or taken over. You'll probably be fine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's fine to say that the price of computing of disk space is going down, and the price of storage is going down. But, I do a little bit of back-of-the-envelope calculation, and I get that if the U.S. dollar had been bitcoins and we had to record like every transaction ever of dollars, you have to speculate really wildly with this stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I come up with something on the order of a yottabyte. Now, a yottabyte, it's like it goes like this: kilobyte, megabyte, gigabyte, terabyte, petabyte, exabyte, zettabyte, yottabyte.
That's
so
big. It's big.
It's gigantic to the point where I don't care how many computers you have, and I don't care how cheap disk space gets. This is not a problem that's going to go away.
When did you
be
calculate from, though, as far as the dollar transactions go? Are you like 1913 or
no, like start of the Republic, you know, start of the dollar.
Well, gosh, I mean, we got a ways to go till this problem occurs.
Well, and that's just it. The Bitcoin programmers have faced several challenges so far with the software, and they've come out ahead. And I trust these people. I mean, obviously, that's to some extent what you have to do. You have to trust Satoshi Nakamoto came up with some good code, and these people that are taking care of it today are good people that have the best of intentions, and that they will solve problems like this over time. I think that that these issues can be solved. But you're right, Dennis. I mean, certainly, if this ends up being a problem, the price of Bitcoin is going to go down, and you know, could go to zero, and that's a very realistic possibility. And anybody that is buying Bitcoins should understand that it's not guaranteed to keep going up. That tends to be what's been happening over the last few years in Bitcoin, but it's certainly no guarantee. Either way, one thing you can't deny, Dennis, is that there are Bitcoin millionaires today as a result of this technology, and that's something that's happening now. That's already here, and it's only going to get more exciting as time goes on. And they will have the incentive that they need to make sure these problems get solved.
So if you have a lot of Bitcoins right now and you're running a mining operation and it's pretty good, you've got every incentive to make sure that there's more buzz around Bitcoins. I mean, think about this. Cash to coins, for the guy running it, is called coins to cash.
cashintocoins.com is the website. We'll give you one more objection here. Stand by, Dennis, because I know you said you had a couple more. So we'll get to your second one. 855-450-FREE. And it would also be interesting to see what a more technically Bitcoin person would have to say to this.
So I'm interested in getting some Bitcoins.
Well, you could buy Bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip, which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy Bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here. I got a corrupt cop story on the way about some thieving police. We'll get to that here and when we get a chance. Also, you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. We've got Dennis, who's going to give us another Bitcoin objection. I think his first one was pretty darn good. It's one of the best objections I've ever heard against Bitcoin, and that is the blockchain, this ledger that is all of the transactions that have ever happened with Bitcoin, the history of Bitcoin being stored on people's computers.
That was his second.
Larger
his
and
first
larger.
One. His first one was people who like Bitcoin too much. And I don't think that that's a very solid objection.
I didn't really hear that as one of the objections to Bitcoin, just the people that support it. But we'll get back to Dennis in a moment because I thought he had another one for us.
Don't like Bitcoin? Cool. Invest in ForcefieldEnergy.com because ForcefieldEnergy.com is a company whose stock price is poised to move upward. This is what I believe, and it's what WallStreetCheatSheet.com believes when they say that LED lighting has tremendous potential for growth and that ForcefieldEnergy.com is determined to be a major player. SeekingAlpha.com says that Forcefield is in the right industry at the right time, and their potential is immense. So I'm strongly recommending FNRG. That's ForcefieldEnergy.com's ticker symbol, FNRG. You can get it with any brokerage account because they're listed on NASDAQ. Do your research. All investments have risk. But I think you're going to come to the same conclusion once you do your research that I have, that ForcefieldEnergy.com, FNRG, is buy.
All right, so let's get back to the phones here. Dennis in Concord, did you have another Bitcoin objection you wanted to share, or were those the two?
Another one that I have, it's also kind of a big objection, though not as immediate, is the stable state condition of Bitcoins. You know, there's only X number of Bitcoins that are going to be mined. When that's done, do you know what happens?
Yes. Okay, it's my understanding that after the Bitcoin mining is complete, because Bitcoins have a certain amount that they arbitrarily have chosen as far, was it 24 million? Is that what it is?
21.
21 million. Bitcoins, once that is reached, then people will continue to have, I guess, the supposed incentive to mine because of transaction fees.
Exactly. So the big value that I think Eric Voorhees correctly says that Bitcoin has right now is that it's a very inexpensive, very cheap, almost free way of transferring value from point to point. And I do think that's one of the good things about Bitcoin. It's kind of like PayPal. It's an easy way to get money from point A to point B cheaply. But that value is going to go away. It's going to be more and more expensive to transfer coins, even just Bitcoin to Bitcoin, without having to transfer it back to another currency.
Well, right now there are fees that you can pay to prioritize your transaction. You can do a Bitcoin transaction for no fee, but it may take many hours before it is finally confirmed on the network due to the fact that the people that are paying fees are getting priority. So I think that's going to be something that's always going to be the case. And, yeah, Bitcoin there are fees involved, but they're very, very low fees, and they're so low that it allows
Bitcoin
companies.
They're only low right now because there are mining, because miners have the incentive.
Let me ask you this. But wait, yeah. Dennis. I mean, let me ask you this. If right now, if somebody charged me one penny for every transaction I made in U.S. dollars, I would consider that charge to be inconsequential. What do you think the charge is going to be to have a high prioritized Bitcoin transaction? Because I can't imagine it being very high.
I have no way of knowing, but my guess is that it's going to be something not too far, like something order of magnitude similar to a reasonably priced transaction today. And I absolutely agree that places
right.
like Western Union.
Are you kidding? $3?
No. Typical credit card transactions are 3 to 5%. That's your typical range, unless you're doing business like Walmart in volume, and then you can get it.
They don't have the same work to do.
They kind of do. In fact, they have more and more work to do as the volume of transactions goes up. It's going to be more and more expensive to process any of the given blocks in a reasonable amount of time, and the longer you're going to have to wait for a bunch of blocks to get validated to be sure that your transaction has really gone through and not been spoofed. So if anything, over time, that's, I think, one of the biggest, you know, people keep talking about this Satoshi guy as if he must have been the greatest genius. No, he didn't think it out through, clearly. This is a temporary solution. At stable state, Bitcoin is just not designed to succeed on an indefinite basis. I take one look at this and say, this is good for a while, and then it gets really crappy.
Okay.
Because
very
of the size of the ledger file and because of the transaction fees.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. I think you've got some good objections. There's no doubt about it. But people all around the world are adopting Bitcoins because it works.
Well, the ledger fees, one of the reasons for the ledger is to prevent, is to make it impossible for people to
counterfeit
and steal Bitcoins. You just can't do it. You can hack somebody's account and steal their Bitcoins in that fashion, but you can't just reassign them to a different account.
Well, you're not hacking their account. You would have to physically acquire their wallet. You'd have to acquire their private keys mm-hmm. to their wallet. That wouldn't be hacking the Bitcoin network in any way, shape, or form.
No, it's not hacking the network. It's hacking a person.
A person, yeah. That would be, breaking and entering or something like that. So, good objections. I think he's got some good ones. I think that the one thing that I believe about this is that the geeks are on this, man. I mean, these guys know that these objections exist. Just think about the kinds of minds that are behind Bitcoin. I am not a programmer to the extent that I could really, I can't look at this code and understand what's going on. I took some programming classes in high school, so I have some basic concepts of programming, but that's about it. But these guys, they know what the problems are. They know what the challenges are. And I imagine they have a plan for the future. Or maybe there is no plan. Maybe these guys are just like, screw it. We're just going to take this as far as we can. And then eventually, it's going to fall off the radar and something better will come about. And maybe something better will come about. Certainly, Bitcoin is better, no doubt about it, than the other currencies in the world right now. Look at the price. All you have to do to prove that the Bitcoin is the best currency in the world is look at the price. People are paying $1,000 plus, like $1,100 right now, for a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
There's your evidence. People are using this. It's becoming more and more popular because it works. Sure, Dennis could be right. In the future, it could become so large and so unwieldy that it doesn't work anymore.
Well, it's just better than every other option at this point.
Right now, it's better than every other option. And maybe there will be some kind of Bitcoin killer that comes along. Certainly, there's, 50 to 100 different altcoins that are basically Bitcoin knockoffs with certain things tweaked about them that have come out to try to compete with Bitcoin. Maybe one of those is going to come out instead and, rise to the top of the pack out of nowhere and stun the world with how brilliant it is in comparison to Bitcoin. Or maybe the people that are programming Bitcoin will come up with some unique, creative solutions to some of the problems that Dennis put out there. I'm not going to deny what Dennis is saying. I share some similar concerns. I don't like the idea that blockchain just keeps on growing. What's that going to mean for the future? Is it going to mean fewer people running the full client software, which means the network will be more vulnerable? I don't know.
I tend to think the transaction fees won't be as high as what he's talking about.
I tend to think you're right about that. And that's because Bitcoin doesn't have the overhead that Visa and MasterCard do. Visa and MasterCard charge 3 to 5% or whatever. I think it's typically 3%, but I've heard American Express is like 5 or Discover is 5. But I've heard of these, these percentages because they've got these huge networks of people screening, answering customer service calls and doing sales and all kinds of stuff.
Marketing. There's also no competition for processing MasterCard fees. Only MasterCard processes a MasterCard transaction, whereas
the miners are constantly competing.
Miners are competing as to who can process a transaction, so therefore that's going to drive rates down.
We'll come back with more here in moments. You can, of course, bring up anything that's on your mind. Now, I'll tell you actually what one program director told me when he heard us talking about Bitcoin's coming up.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE and join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where you can actually control the content on the site by submitting things to it. Maybe it's a news article or a blog post or something you want to share with our listeners, YouTube video, whatever. You submit it to the site, it appears, and then can be voted upon. You vote it up if you like, down if you don't. Go there, do it for free at freetalklive.com. And download archives, too. We've got years worth of the show. You can just click download, and they're yours for free at freetalklive.com. Something else free? Freedomsphoenix.com. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what their readers get every day there, the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com, sign up for their free daily dispatch. And also, Ernie Hancock from Declare Your Independence, that's where he's based out of, is freedomphoenix.com. I will be on his show tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss, of course, the Robin Hood verdict. So you can check that out over at lrn.fm at that time. Let's go here to the phones. Oh, I told you I was going to tell you what one program director told me. Because sometimes we're talking about Bitcoins on this show, and one of the concerns you have to have doing talk radio is you're doing a show for a general audience. This isn't a tech show. This is not, you know, even though we do talk about Bitcoins a fair amount on Free Talk Live, this isn't, hey, call with your computer problems kind of shows. Or this isn't Kim Commando or who's the other
guy? Leo Laporte.
And
Brian Sovereign? Sovereign Tech?
Sovereign Tech, yeah, that's right. And so what I the point I want to make is you have to be concerned to make sure that when you're having conversations about technology, you don't want to get, if you're doing a general audience show like this, you don't want to get too techie. And it's a concern. So I, of course, I'm always introducing Free Talk Live to program directors all across the country. And you never know when they're going to tune in and listen. So they could very well be listening to us talking about Bitcoins, as we have done over the last I don't know, forever on Free Talk Live. And they could very well come back and say, oh, your show's way too technological. You guys are, it's too esoteric. I don't want to add it to my station. But in point of fact, a recent program director that I had asked to listen to the show said he was listening when I actually called him because he happens to be in a completely different time zone. And he says that I think it's good back and forth between hosts, and the Bitcoin topic is pretty relevant among many of my listeners. Though, to be honest, I'm still kind of clueless about how it all works. So I thought that was fascinating. Like, you know, this guy's just running a talk station in some island country out there. And, well, I guess not really country. But anyway, I don't want to say more about where it is. But it's an island. And it's a U.S. territory.
U.S. territory, protectorate, something like that.
Yeah. And so it's fascinating. Like, of all the things we might have been talking about when he was listening, he heard us talking about Bitcoin. And he thought, yeah, that's relevant to my listeners. Even though he doesn't even really know what Bitcoin is.
We provide that.
He's heard enough about Bitcoin throughout maybe the newspaper or news channels on TV or whatever to know this is important to people. So, anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. 855-450-FREE. Barry is in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS on the FM band. Hey, Barry.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Welcome. There's a lady in the studio as well, though she's been kind of quiet during the Bitcoin talk.
Sorry there, ma'am. Anyway, I just wanted to give you a call. It's about 60 degrees, and I'm looking up, and it's a beautiful sky. But the reason I'm calling is...
Thanks for the weather report.
thank you. The reason I'm calling is I do taxes, and found out that... Sorry?
Yeah, I'm sorry you do taxes. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I do taxes, and we found out, I think they passed the law that the federal government is allowing gays that are married in another state, and if they move to a state that does not recognize, like West Virginia doesn't, that they can file their federal in West Virginia. That's fine and dandy, but West Virginia does not recognize that. So if I e-file their federal tax, then I'm in violation of that state tax.
Oh, really?
Yes. So meaning, go ahead.
You the filer, is somehow put in the crosshairs between the feds and the states on this one?
Yes. I can e-file a state with a man and a woman, and I can e-file a state with federal with a man and a woman, but I cannot e-file a state with a man and a man being married from a
different
state.
Can you e-file with the federal government and then just go ahead and give the couple, the same sex couple, here's your paperwork. You're going to have to sign this and send this in yourself for the state.
That's a possibility. Yes, that's true. I can, but I'm just letting you know that. I'm big on state rights. I called in and I told you that we lost our state rights after the North invaded the South. That's when we lost our country. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. And this is just another injunction that the federal government is forcing the states to conform to their rules.
You know, I can see why that's frustrating to you, but I'm more of a fan of human rights than state rights, because I don't really believe in states. States are just a decrepit old idea that justifies people using violence against others. But, you know, I can understand where you're coming from. You like the idea that a state should be able to discern their own policies and things like that. I think in this case, it's one of the few times the federal government has done something, you know, in the right direction, and that is acknowledging that humans should be able to love one another regardless of their gender.
So a man can marry a man and get all the rights, correct?
Well, I don't think there should be extra rights for people who marry in the first place. I think that we should just have human rights, period, and not worry about giving people special benefits because they're married. I don't think anyone should file taxes at all. So I agree with you.
You know, our federal government should be running maybe at the max 8% of our taxes. But there's a slippery slope here. When the federal government says, yeah, a man can marry a man and get all the benefits, well, I want to marry my brother. So, you know.
You should be able to marry your brother if that's what you're into. I mean,
just so long as you and your brother don't have children.
Well, even if we do get divorced, we're still brothers. So.
There you go.
Whatever floats your boat, I say do it. As long as it's consensual, it's okay by me.
The
Thanks, brother.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Barry. I do understand where he's coming from. I get it.
By the way, the whole incest thing tends to be overblown. If this is the only reason that we have marriage licenses to prevent brothers and sisters from getting married, I think we can just scrap the whole bureaucracy.
You never hear about brother-on-brother incest. It's got to happen.
Who cares?
You never hear about it.
They can't produce children.
Right. That's a good point. All right, so let's see. We've got time, I think, for this story about the hedge trimming. I definitely don't want to get into the corrupt cops. We'll save them for another night. But there's a story out of San Diego, and this apparently is real. It's coming from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. You knew it was going to come to this at some point. I mean, the restrictions on what people can do with their property have just become more and more ridiculous over time. You knew it was going to get to felony charges at some point. And it's here. San Diego County District Attorney's Office has now filed felony vandalism charges against 46-year-old Ocean Beach, California resident Juvencio Adame for defacement, damage, and destruction of public property in excess of $400. Felony charges, as you probably know, can result in significant prison time. His crime? Trimming shrubbery next to his home. Now, what would possess Adame to do such a thing? Well, he told neighbors that the overgrown shrubbery, which is technically on public land, became a haven for homeless people who were sleeping under it and littered the area. Thus, he engaged in self-help. Clearly, not a malicious act. To be sure, citizens pay to maintain public property, so it's appropriate to fine those who damage it, this according to the Heritage piece, but charging someone with a felony under these circumstances... The criminal law contains the harshest penalties the state can impose upon citizens. Criminal sanctions, they say, should be reserved for those who do things that are morally blameworthy and that a reasonable person would recognize as a criminal act. We'll come back with more on this story here. This man is facing prison time in California prison for trimming the shrubs to try to get the homeless to stop living under them.
What are you in for?
Hedge trimming?
Yeah, that's what it's come to here. More on the way, you can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor and get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Plenty of time for your call and thoughts if you make it now to 855-453. The Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. Maybe you want to get into bitcoins. You're not so worried about the objections. You think that it's really an exciting technology that people all around the world are adopting and using. You'd be right about that. The price of a Bitcoin is currently over $1,000. In fact, some sites are now changing their status of how they display Bitcoin prices. They're going to what is called a millibit, which I believe moves the decimal point. Is it 3 points?
Deca, centa, milla.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So they're now looking at what the millibit price of a Bitcoin is.
So a millibit, akin to a millimeter, is essentially a dollar, about a dollar in value.
Yeah, $1.20 or $1.15 or something like
that. $1.11 now, according to BitcoinAverage.com.
Okay, so you want to get some bitcoins? You need to have a wallet first to do that, and you can get that over at blockchain.info.
That's right. Blockchain.info has the best online wallet. It's available for Androids and iPhones and laptops and desktops. Whatever device you have, you can access your blockchain account through it, likely. I mean, there's got to be some device you can't. I don't know what it is. Regular old crappy cell phone, I suppose, the ones from 2001. Go check it out, blockchain.info. Get the best wallet. It's free. And they even have tools there that allow you to use bitcoins anonymously, or more anonymously, I suppose. Nothing is perfect. Go check it out. It's time for you to join millions of other bitcoin users. They've got more than 750,000 account holders. It went in like a week's time, 250,000 account holders. And this is one of the reasons I have a lot of hope for Bitcoin is adoption. Not popularity, but adoption. Blockchain.info.
So we told you about a man who's been charged with a felony for pruning foliage that was on city property, but very, very near to his home. And he says he did it because of the homeless people that were living underneath it.
That's right.
Nimi, you found a quote from a neighbor.
From a neighbor, because the question here in the studio was, I wanted to see a picture of what this guy did.
Yeah, did he really hack these things up?
Right. Did he just clear cut the trees next in the park or what? So I found a quote from one of his neighbors saying the case is a waste of taxpayer money and that this gentleman is being prosecuted for doing this kind of pruning that city workers should have done. He says, quote, here's somebody who's not going out of his way, or here's someone who is going out of his way to trim the trees. It's not his job, it's the city's job.
Right, and he pays taxes for them to do that.
Do this ridiculous thing, it's mind-boggling. And then I found another article here where they said the district attorney filed court papers Monday. This is from 2 days ago, saying that the 46-year-old Adame was charged with felony vandalism because police had estimated $3,000 worth of damage to the shrubs, well above the $400 threshold. Prosecutors said a city arborist inspected the shrubs last week and determined the foliage would grow back. So they believed that he had pruned the shrubs next to his property because it was blocking his view, but it was actually for the reason Ian listed earlier, it had become a haven for homeless people.
Well, so he says. So their argument is that he did it because it was blocking his view. He's right. Saying it was the homeless people. Apparently, they have dropped the charge. This update from utsandiego.com. 2 days after the UT watchdog featured the case, they dropped the charge. They ran an unscientific reader poll on the UT website. 96% of some 4,000 respondents said the prosecution was not a good use of tax money. And the motion cited the visit that you mentioned, district attorney. Let's see. Motion also states that the defense attorney provided information today that sheds more light on Mr. Adame's motivation in cutting the trees, which is relevant to the elements of the charge defense. The benefit of the doubt in the assessment of the amount of damage leads to the people's motion to dismiss in the interest of justice. Adame told San Diego 6 News on Monday that he was relieved and grateful that the charges were dropped.
I bet he is. Felony charges for pruning hedges.
Says, I'm so glad it's over, declining further comment until a news conference scheduled at the shrubbery spot at 9 a.m. on Tuesday with his attorney. District Attorney Bonnie DeMonis handles felony prosecutions, and they go on to talk more about the government bureaucrats involved in the case. So, good news, the guy had the charges dropped. But why did that happen?
Because of public interest.
Right. The only reason it happened was because, one, the dude didn't take the plea deal. Two, somebody, presumably him or his attorney, went to the media. Because otherwise, this case would have been yet another.
He would have been ground up by the system like they all are. Because...
No, he would have gone and gotten a plea deal. It would have lowered the plea to a misdemeanor.
Up.
Sure. But he wouldn't have probably gone to prison on this. Odds are good he would have agreed to pay thousands of dollars in fines. They would have had the city arborist who claimed this is $3,000 worth of damage to these trees.
The arborist said that the stuff would grow back. The police arbitrarily appeared to call it $3,000 worth of damage. You know, the non-experts said $3,000 worth of damage. The experts said it'll grow back. I'd be very interested in what they thought this case was going to be based on.
Well, whatever. They would have come up with this arbitrary number. And
more instances where we expect expert behavior from government bureaucrats. Cops aren't arborists. They shouldn't be making this determination. This man wasn't dangerous. He wasn't running around trimming other people's hedges. He trimmed them. And he should have been left alone until they had ascertained by an expert, not guys with badges who will not be held accountable, who should be put on leave for 2 weeks. Hey, look, guys, you're dumb. 2 weeks off. Don't do dumb things again. Think about dumbness while you're gone, and when you get back, act smart. But instead, what they did is they went ahead and arrested the guy. He wasn't going anywhere. They knew where he lived.
Yeah. So if he had not refused to take the plea deal, then he probably would have cut some sort of, like most people that come after for zoning violations, they give you a threat. They give you a threatening letter, and the threatening letter usually says something like, we've determined that your property is in violation of California San Diego Code, Ordinance Number 573QYZ, and you better fix the problem or else we're going to issue you one of these summonses here, and then you're going to have to pay. And, of course, most people go ahead and do what they're told. But if you don't, then you force them into a position where they actually have to make the decision to go ahead and come after you with their criminal zoning charge, or in this case, an actual criminal charge, a felony charge in this case. And then that's even more intimidating and more scary. Most people are going to break down at some point. Nobody wants to deal with facing up a felony charge over this, especially when it's probably going to come along with an offer that says something like, look, we think you did $3,000 worth of damage to those bushes, but we'll tell you what. Cut a check for $1,000, and we'll just make it all go away. We'll drop the charge. You won't have to go to court. Just go ahead, cut a check to the zoning board here and or the code enforcement department, and we'll just take care of this. We'll just wipe this away. Okay?
The deal would be all better.
Good deal. Hey, buddy, you've got beach property here. You can afford a $1,000 check. All right? Just cut the check.
Just another tax.
And most people are going to do it because they don't want to go to court. They don't want to hire an attorney. They don't want to go through all the, you know, these terrible motions that you have to go through when you're dealing with court stuff. It's a huge hassle. You just want to get back to your life. So thank goodness this dude said not guilty, and he went ahead and he took this all the way. They backed down, and they will back down more often if more people stand up. I won a smoke alarm case, which, you know, wasn't as serious, mind you. It was city ordinance violation.
Yeah, but you weren't going to pay, and they would have taken your house over it.
They could very well have taken the house over that. And I actually beat them on one of their own rules. They were breaking their own rules. And you don't find those things out unless you actually take the time to look into the case. If you just take their word for it, oh, no, I'm violating their ordinance. Well, wait a minute. Looks like it turned out they illegally searched my house in order to write me that ordinance violation in the first place. So, case dismissed, you illegally searched the house. But you don't find those things out if you don't look at the case, if you don't get discovery, you don't see what the evidence is against you, you don't take the time to research the statutes that they're going after you with. So I recommend not taking the plea deal. Highly recommend that.
Generally. There's times when you have to sort of weigh this. I think that you should always
got to weigh it.
You should always not take the plea deal immediately. Give it a little time to think about it.
And if you're in a... If you're in an area where more people are doing this, where more and more people are not taking the plea, it can become a burden on the system, and eventually they'll start dropping charges. I've been told that people in the Keene, New Hampshire area have had parking tickets dropped when they've gone in to challenge the ticket because the Robin Hooders in town have been distributing information. The Robin Hooders save people from getting tickets, but their alternate mission is to inform people who do get tickets on what their rights are. So if they spot somebody that they've not been able to save, there's a ticket on their windshield, they insert into their, you know, windshield wiper, they slip a sheet of paper, a half sheet of paper that's full of information on how to challenge the ticket, what might happen if you challenge the ticket, what to expect, and, you know, give people the real skinny on how to do these things. And more people have been challenging tickets, and when they go in to challenge the tickets, a lot of the times the bureaucrats are just like, yeah, we're just going to drop that. Or later on, they'll drop it, because it's not worth it. Because enough people are saying, no, I'm not going to put up with this anymore, and they don't take the plea. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Do you know the 7 nightmares the government is just waiting to thrust on you? As the government gets more desperate by the day, there's no limit to what they'll do. Capital controls, retirement account seizures, even gold confiscation. Now is the time to fight back. Because these things have already happened in other countries, and they're headed for U.S. soil, 7 top experts have just released their predictions for doom and gloom and how to protect your family. Go to freetalklive.com and click on the Economic Nightmares banner for the free report at freetalklive.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.